I guess frustration is the word of the day. Bill, is that a safe word to use down here in Foxborough today?
Yes, probably a lot of adjectives you could throw in there. Disappointment, yeah, but.
Let me start.
We can't say on the air.
Yeah, either. I'm sure. Yeah. Let me start with the offense, because we've talked about this before, and it's starting to become a pattern. I know you look at one game at a time, and you break that one individually. But the offense not being able to close out games, is there a specific reason that this is happening? Will you have the opportunity?
Well, I think it's a team thing. I don't think it's an offensive thing. I think it's a total team thing. So we got to... we didn't do a good job yesterday in any area.
We weren't able to
get a first down on offense. Didn't have a good, they returned a ball 25 yards on a punt, which we covered those good all day. And then we gave up a touchdown on defense. So I don't think any area of the team is not a part of it. So, like I said, that's why we all got to do a better job. I don't think it's any one thing.
Is it always that way when things fall apart like that? It's impossible to point one finger at one person or one unit?
I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. But just, yesterday I think it was a combination of things, and we just fell short as a team, the coaching staff, all of us.
I want to get into some specifics, because I'm sure, as you say, there are many areas that led to the loss. How about the defensive backs? In particular, they seem to struggle on deep balls. It looks like a trend. Why does that happen so often? It looks like they're making the same mistakes over and over. Why does that seem to be an area of concern for them?
Well, deep balls are obviously a problem. I think anybody that watched the game could see that.
Yeah, I know it was a problem. Why is it?
We got to do a better job on them. I mean, period.
Now, we talked with Vince earlier. He said the frustrating thing for him is you guys have covered this. You know what was coming. There are no surprises from Seattle, yet not the win. And you practice well. He said there are no bad practices. Are you confident that these guys are coachable? Is the message getting across to the point where you're comfortable with the communication between players and coaches? I mean, do they get it?
Yeah, I mean, do you think anybody wants to go out there and give them up? I mean, that's not what we play defense for. It's defense, you go out there to stop them. Offense, you go out there to score. Everybody's on board with that.
So they know what
I don't think there's any defensive. You think there's players that want to go out there and, okay, let's give up some long passes today? I mean, that's ridiculous.
No, not that. But are you confident that these are the right guys out there?
I think everybody's working as hard as they can to get the problem fixed and corrected and be better at it, and we're going to continue to work harder.
Was there any thought of putting McCourty back at safety when Chung went down?
Devin, I think, has really overall had a good year and has improved in a lot of areas, and he really hasn't worked back there. We talked about that in the spring and training camp, and overall he's, I think, done a real good job of doing the things that we've asked him to do. We asked him to change some things and do some things differently and all that. He's done a real good job of that, and he's coming along well at corner, and that's where he's been.
There were some things in this game that we just don't normally see from this football team. So let me take you to the end of the first half. Situation there, and I could see why you can take two plays with 6 seconds. Was that a situation? It almost looked like Deion got caught up with a linebacker. Is somebody supposed to be in that area back there, Bill? So if Tom has to throw it away quickly, you don't have what happened in that game.
Yeah, well, of course, the idea was to take one quick look, and if it's there, great, hit it, and if not, then kick the field goal. It's the exact same situation we had in the Baltimore game. Edelman caught the touchdown pass with whatever it was, 1 second left, whatever it was. So it was the same. It was essentially the same situation, and we just it just didn't work out. We got to do a better job with it. That's all. And it's not any. We all knew what the situation was, and we just didn't Just didn't get it done.
When Welker catches the pass at the 9-yard line, it's first and goal at that point, 34 seconds. Clock was ticking off. I saw you. You were running down the sideline. Eventually, you called a timeout. So should somebody in the field call a timeout instantly there? Because
no,
a lot of time
no,
ticked off.
No, that's my decision. And we were going to go to the ball and not take the timeout there. But as we got up to the ball, it was just taken longer than what I thought it was going to take. I mean, you know, obviously in hindsight, we should have taken the timeout as soon as that play was over. But we were going to go to the ball, but then we had we switched to formation, and I could see that then Seattle was moving into a front, and Tom was looking to, you know, make another call at the line of scrimmage. I could just see where time was going, and we were going to be down to, you know, under 10 seconds by the time the play was over. And so I thought it would be better to cut our losses at that point and just take the timeout with 19 seconds. And even though it would have been better to have done it with 34, no question. But at the time, because the ball was inside, it was right over the, you know, it was right in the middle of the field, I thought we could get up there and get it off quicker. But as it was happening, I could see that this was not going to be as quick as I thought it would. So I took the timeout then.
I know your guys are not going out there trying to give up deep balls. But with that said, critical point in the game, you're up 23-17, 2 minutes of play, 46 yards from Wilson to Rice. It looked very easy. Was there a breakdown there? Was there a communication breakdown? Was everybody on the same page in that situation?
Yeah, no, there was no communication breakdown. We just didn't.
Was it the coverage?
Didn't execute it very well, that's all.
Was it the right call, was it the call you wanted and everything? Is that the way?
Well, it doesn't make any difference what call you're in. You still have to play whatever call you call. So, that guy run the post pattern. We had two deep safeties. It doesn't make any difference what you have. You still got to defend the play. Doesn't matter what the call is. We got to do a better job of coaching it, playing it, defending it. I mean, that's obvious.
Right. Did Seattle on film, have they run that Rice play before Rice gets the ball and turns into a quarterback? Were you guys expecting that play? And if so, what's the correct way to approach that when you have somebody who's not the quarterback throwing the football?
Well, they hadn't run that exact play this year, but those plays you work on all the time. Anytime you work on a reverse, you always work on a reverse pass because those plays complement each other. And so depending on what defense you're in, what coverage you're in, then somebody is responsible for the reverse, somebody is responsible for the reverse pass. And that could vary depending on what the call is, what defense you're in. So, those are the things you cover from the first day of training camp on. Run force, reverse pass responsibilities. That's all fundamental from day one. But, you know, we didn't do a good enough job of it, and like I said, we gotta coach it better. We gotta play it better. And the next time that play gets run, we could easily be in a different defense. So we'll have to defend it when we're in something else as well. So again, it's about, you know, understanding our responsibilities, carrying them out, and being disciplined with it. We just didn't do a good enough job.
On that touchdown pass, the game-winning touchdown pass, were you guys in your base personnel or was it nickel personnel?
No, it was our base personnel.
Base personnel. Any thought at that point to being in nickel or so? I know, well, way were, too early for prevent, but they were in standard personnel groups too.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They run the ball in those situations, mm-hmm. too, and they had their timeouts and they had, you know, relatively good field position. In fact, that's kind of their 2-minute offense. Is if they have time and they have timeouts, they'll continue to give the ball to Lynch. So I don't know. I mean, a defensive back playing 5 yards from the line of scrimmage or a linebacker playing 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, I don't know if it would have much effect on that play one
True.
Way or the other.
True.
In fact, I would say I can't imagine he would have had any effect at all.
Was there only two receivers out in that pattern?
Basically, that's right, yeah.
Threw the ball an awful lot. Was that their scheme, what they were doing defensively? The reason that you threw the ball so much, what they were doing defensively?
A combination of things, what they were doing, the matchups, it was obviously we were having success with it.
Are they a little bit different in that they're so big in the back end that they don't necessarily have to substitute with a lot of additional DBs. Some of the DBs back there look like they're linebackers.
Well, they play pretty much the same scheme all year and the same scheme they played last year. They play their 4-3 personnel, and then they play their nickel personnel when they bring Trufant in the game. They're not a big dime team, although they've played a little bit of it, but I'd say it's probably less than 5% of their overall defensive snaps. Looking at all the film from this year and last year, it's not a big thing for them. So they basically play two personnel groups, which is what we saw yesterday, those two groups. So I don't
When
that's the way they play, I don't. You have to ask them about, you know, their DBs and their size of them and whether they, you know.
No, I was wondering if that made it easier for them. They didn't have to, and you just answered, they didn't have to change up a lot of people. So it gives them a little bit more flexibility.
Well, I mean, that's what they do. So I wouldn't have expected much different anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But in all honesty, we see a lot of that anyhow. You know, we play teams and we don't see a lot of variation in the personnel groups. For the most part, a lot of teams will play one or sometimes two groups. Like Buffalo just played the one group basically the whole game. So we, you know, sometimes we don't see the multiple groups that maybe some other teams might see.
At the end of the first half, was the one Tom threw it out of the end zone. Was one of the routes broken off on that play? Was there supposed to be somebody over the middle?
Well, no. They dropped eight into coverage. They rushed three and dropped off the eighth guy. And so again, the idea of the play was to, you know, based on the coverage, take a quick look at the pattern. If it's there, hit it. If not, then, you know, throw it incomplete and kick the field goal. So, like I said, unfortunately, we just the whole situation didn't work out for us the way we wanted it to, and we have to do a better job with it all the way around, and to coach it better, and we have to execute it better, because that situation will happen again. There'll be some time left on the clock, and there's time for a play if you do it right, and you might get a touchdown out of it like we did against Baltimore, and we can't have what happened yesterday happen, and that starts with me. We got to coach it better, and we got to execute it better.
You said earlier that you've seen some improvement from Devin McCourty, and as you can imagine, there's been some exasperation with the defensive backs, in particular, here in the losses. They really have taken a verbal beating from host and callers alike. What have you seen from McCourty that has gone up? I mean, what did you ask him to improve, and where have you seen the improvement?
For example, yesterday, I mean, I thought he did a real good job yesterday in all areas. Run force, tackling, coverage. I thought he was on the receivers well, had them covered well, jammed them. I mean, I thought he did a good job.
You think he's done a good job for the bulk of the season?
Overall, yeah.
You know, you talk about big plays all the time, Bill, and you look at the numbers yesterday, 470-yard net yards, 26 first downs or whatever, and yet I look at the figure of now 33 plays that your defense has given up of 20-plus yards, and I think it was six yesterday. I know there were some broken tackles that probably could have tidied some of that up, but how disturbing is that to you?
Yeah, it's too many. Yeah, it's obvious. It's too many. I mean, it's way too many.
It's almost like you seem like you're getting the job done, and then suddenly one play will absolutely kill it. That you're playing really well, guys are paying attention, concentrating, focused, and then whammo, a play just changes everything.
I think that's a very good and accurate description of the situation, that there's a lot of good things that are going on out there, but one big play like that negates a lot of those good things, and as does a third down play. You get them first and 10, second and 9, third and 8, and then they convert, and that negates that one third down play, negates those two first and second down plays. So it's all got to be put together. It's a matter of consistency, and there's a lot of good things there, but there's too many things that aren't good, and they're big things that aren't good that are a problem. So we gotta fix them. We gotta do a better job. It's both sides of the ball. You know, we're down there, we move the ball, we gain however many yards it was, and we're 1-for-6 in the red area. And defensively, we got a lot of good plays and give up some long ones, and those are killers. So played good on special teams, and then we get the last punt and give a 25-yard punt return. That was a big field position play. So it's consistency all the way around.
Does fixing them require going back to training camp and going over some things that you where you were in camp, or is it a matter of tweaking some things? Is it a conversation from you and the coaches? Is it film study? Is it a big thing? Is it a big fix, or is it a pretty large undertaking, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I don't think anything that we're talking about hasn't been talked about before. But talking about it and doing it and getting it done correctly, or that's two different things. And you know, the offenses, they do a good job of testing you. I mean, they're not going to make it easy for you. They're going to do things. They're going to try to give themselves good or better opportunities. And so we've got to be ready to not get caught out of position and not react to what they want us to react to, and be disciplined and read our take our proper reads, play our proper techniques, and all this kind of thing. So is this some new revolutionary thing that we've never talked about before? I mean, no. Is it something that we're doing well right now? Definitely not. So we've got to do a better job of it. It's a team thing. Certainly there's some issues that, you know, have come up in terms of coverage. But at the same time, you know, when you're throwing the ball that far, it takes longer to do it, and that gives the pass rush more opportunities. So, you know, we could also help ourselves at times with a little better play at that end and not give them as many opportunities or as much time to, you know, work the ball into the deep part of the field. So it's, you know, again, coaching, playing, all the players that are out there. I mean, we're all involved in that. It's not, you know, one guy or one play or one defense or one call. You know, collectively, we all got to do a better job.
When you talk about doing a better job with coaching, does that mean the game plan? Does that mean practice during the week? Does that mean in-game coaching? Is there
anything that can make it better? Anything that can make it better.
And how about
all of the above? The above. It could be calls. It could be techniques. It could be practice plays. It could be, you know, film study. It can be all the and all the above are being done. We got to do better. I mean, I know we're better than that, and we got to start performing that way, and coaching that way to see the performance come out.
All right. Before we let you go, I'm sure, if you want to get focused, all you need is the Jets to show up in a football game on Sunday, and they'll be here. Arch rival from the division. Sean Green with a big game yesterday, rushing the football. How much time do you spend? They haven't used Tebow an awful lot, but who knows what they're going to do here offensively. How much time do you spend with both of these guys, both of the quarterbacks, during the course of the week?
Oh, they've used Tebow plenty. They've used him plenty. He's basically played every position on offense, played receiver, running back, tight end, quarterback, and they've used him in a lot of different wildcat type alignments. Some of the speed sweep stuff, some of it as an empty look, some dive option, down the line option. He's thrown, he's run, he's handed off. He's he and Sanchez line up back there, and then they switch positions. One guy's a running back, the other guy's a quarterback, and they switch. You know, so. They do a lot of different things there. I'd say they have used them quite a bit, and they give you some different looks. So we'll have to, and we'll probably see a new one from them. We'll probably do something that they haven't done before. So we'll have to be ready for that too.
Here's a final thing here. Sorry, Glenn. It's time now for the coach's question of the week, brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers and their complete lineup of 2013 models. On the web at mbusa.com. This week's question comes from Ben in Framingham. Ben wants to know, are you a fan of Twitter, and do you tell your players, do you warn your players about the dangers of it, obviously referring to something that happened last week with Brandon Spikes?
I'm really not. I mean, I don't know anything about my Twitter, my face, and all that. That's not my thing. So I don't really even know how that stuff works. I don't have any of those accounts or whatever they are. And so, do I use it? Absolutely not.
How do you tell your players that? A lot of young people use it. Do you tell your players, go ahead and use it, but no football? Do you even address it? Is it something that you guys talk about before the season or during the season?
Oh, I mean, we address a lot of things with our team. dependent on the situation, and there are just a lot of general things that we talk about in terms of the way we are respect and the way we want our team to operate. So we talk about a lot of things.
I know my
easy to get a handle now. You can sign up for free. You could be on. You could be on and before 6 o'clock if you want to do it.
There's no chance.
Even if they paid you, right? By the way, MySpace.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace is coming back.
Or whatever. It is.
MySpace is coming back. Somebody just bought the company or the name of it, and it's coming back. But if I'm you, I copyright my face because nobody has that one quite yet.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Great.
I would grab that one. All right, frustrating weekend. Back home, did you get any sleep last night or no?
That was a short night.
I would think so. Night. All right, well, good luck Sunday against the Jets. We'll see you back here on Monday.
All right, got it, Glenn. Thanks, Dave, Michael.
Bill.